This is The Brief on the Data Sovereignty Ownership Crisis. For years, we've treated data sovereignty like a fence problem about control. But thanks to SaaS and AI, the real crisis today is losing ownership. We've spent millions building walls to keep hackers out, but are we legally giving our data away to the AI tools we invite in? Well, since old security was built purely for control, we urgently gotta evolve in three ways to reclaim ownership. First, we must update data classification to capture ownership, not just sensitivity. Metadata and lineage tracking are the real front lines now, which is exactly why platforms like Databricks are gaining traction. Think about it. If your data is the raw flour and an AI bakes it into bread, who owns that bread? Without metadata tracking, you literally have no idea where your flour went. Second, because we gotta track where data goes, we must rigorously evaluate its legal pathways, specifically terms of service. Dropping a simple Google Map pen gives Google a royalty-free derivative license, and AI models do the exact same thing. We meticulously audit our own servers, right? But how often do we just blindly click accept without realizing we're signing away the rights to our derivatives? Finally, once you realize how predatory those terms are, you have to make hard decisions about where your precious data actually lives. Identify data you absolutely cannot afford to lose ownership of, and keep it on-premise or in infrastructure you directly control. For everything else, strictly evaluate the ownership risk before connecting. Data sovereignty isn't just about building higher fences to control your data anymore. It's about making sure you still actually own what's inside them.